Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the City Council meeting for the City of Cedar Hills. Today is July the 7th, 2015. I currently have 7 p.m. I'd like to call our meeting to order. So the first item we need to do today is invocation, which will be given by myself. Pledge will be given by Chandler Goodwin, and then we'll proceed at that point. So.
Our Father, which art in heaven, we are grateful this day for all of our many blessings, for this wonderful country that we live in, for this wonderful city that we live in as well. We're grateful for the opportunities that we are blessed with as members of the City Council, and pray that we may do thy work in a manner that is pleasing unto thee. May it be transparent and honest in all the things that thou would have. We are grateful for those that are with us today, and ask that we may all conduct ourselves also in a manner pleasing unto thee. And we again say that we're grateful for this country and all that it affords us. And we say this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We ask for Christ. Please repeat the Pledge of Allegiance after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chandler. Next item is the approval of tonight's agenda. So, someone like to make a motion to approve the agenda as is or make a change? I'll accept that motion now.
I move that we approve the agenda as is.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. Next have public comments. Each meeting we set aside half an hour for public comments. That's where anyone can come and talk about whatever they would like. And so I just want to go down the list, make sure that everyone is where they want to be. And everyone will have 3 minutes. So, Mr. Sorensen, I see you want to speak for item 6, correct? Andrew Jackson, public comments, number 3. Angela Johnson. I saw you, Angela. There you are. Item number 6. Sherelle Hagen, you want to speak in public comments, number 3. Amy Augustus, also public comments, number 3. Mr. Cromar, you're speaking item number 6. And Brent Vonnewelt, you can speak either public comments or stay for number 6, whichever you would prefer. Brent, do you have a preference?
Public comments.
Comments, number 3. Very good. Why don't we just start at the top then? And Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind coming forward. So give us your name, address, and then you've got 3 minutes.
My name is Andrew Jackson. I'm the Executive Director of Mountainland Association of Governments. I live at 640 East Cherapel Drive in Orme, Utah. I've known Mayor Gigi for a number of years since he's been mayor. He's been on my board, but I've also known and worked with in different detail with all the mayors of Cedar Hills, going back to Mayor Spohr in the early 90s, just over 20 years. I worked with every mayor from Cedar Hills. Mayor Gigi's on my executive board. He's also the chair of our transportation committee and sits on our steering committee. He's one of about 40 mayors that sits on my executive board and 9 county commissioners or county council members out of the 3 counties of Utah, Wasatch, and Summit counties. During this time that I've worked with him, I've known him to be a fair and honest person. He's always had the interest of the city utmost, whether that be working on the American Fork Canyon Vision Project or in Canyon Road, or also looking out for the needs of the county as a whole with our transportation board. He was vice chair for a year, and then he's now the chair of that. I'd just like to relate one story. I was at a COG meeting after our transportation committee meeting. We have a COG meeting, which is a council of governments where all the mayors and county commissioners in Utah County get together and talk about items. And I was sitting there for another item that was on an agenda, and a gentleman got up, and Mayor Gigi, you'd have to tell me who he was and what he was presenting about, but he said that when he was in high school, he was with a bunch of friends, I believe it was up at a lake, and they had been recreating for the day, and he remembered that he had forgotten something. They went back up to the parking lot, and he remembered that he had forgotten something, and he went down to the lake area to retrieve that item, and there were a couple gentlemen there that wanted to cause some problems and troubles and confronted him and started arguing with him, etc., and he looked back up at the parking lot hoping that there was some help and didn't see anybody, and he was kind of caught in a situation, didn't know what to do, and then within a short period of time, the two men changed their countenance and went off and left, and he turned around and there was Mayor Gigi there, and he said that from back in high school that Mayor Gigi's the kind of guy that would have your back on things and to be an honest and true person there. And so I just wanted to relate that story of when I was sitting in the audience once, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Our next up is Mrs. Hagan.
Sherelle Hagan. I live on Bristlecone Drive here in Cedar Hills. I just want to first tell you all that I appreciate all the work that you do. I've been in your place for 4 years. I know it's a lot of thankless hours and a lot of criticism at times. And so I just want to make sure you know that I do appreciate all that you do, whether I agree with you or not. I, of course, want to talk quickly just about the American Fork Canyon issue. Our mayor has taken a lot of heat. I don't think I fully knew just how much until I went to the meeting on Wednesday night at the American Fork High School. Where I don't agree necessarily with him or anybody else that supports the proposal from Snowbird, I don't necessarily agree with all the personal attacks that have gone on either. I think at the core, Gary is a good person. I voted for him. I think that everyone can do a better job with transparency, with being open and honest. I don't fault you, Gary, that you support Snowbird. You know, I was pressing you really hard when I talked to you last week, just wanting to get what Gary, a resident of Cedar Hills, wants. Having said that, you are our mayor, and unfortunately, you have to do what the residents want and be our voice and represent us and put aside what you personally may want. I'm all for hearing both sides. I'm all for gathering information. The problem I have with the AFC Vision group is it seems like it was an American Fork Canyon vision for Snowbird. Two separate ideas going on. I fully support a committee that is looking at American Fork Canyon and the impact that growth in the area is going to have on that canyon, given the use that we currently have with what is currently offered up there. Looking at the impact that Snowbird would have is a separate issue in my mind. I think we need to preserve, protect, and be watching out for that canyon just for what we already are doing up there. So for me, that's where I find a conflict. I'm not saying you had any ill intentions being on that committee. Again, thankless hours. But I would say it to anybody. I think if you're going to be on a committee to preserve and protect the canyon, then whether you're a resident or an elected official, you can't have further ideas of what else you could put up that canyon. You should be at the core wanting to just protect what we already have going on and look at the impact of what growth is going to have on the canyon. Snowbird's a separate issue, and I, of course, would prefer to not have them up there. I like recreating the way that I currently do. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Our next person is Amy Augustus.
Good evening. I just wanted to say that I hope the council will please protect our canyon. We have enough ski resorts and commercialized wilderness in Utah. We're running out of areas like American Fork Canyon. It needs to be protected and preserved. Snowbird says that their land swap won't change the lower canyon, but it is a slippery slope, and none of us know what will happen in the future and what their future plans could entail. I hope you will pass the resolution that is proposed tonight. I also hope that our mayor will remove himself from any committees or any discussion that comes regarding Snowbird. I believe his reputation has been tainted in this area, and that he needs to remove himself and to make amends with residents. We don't trust you with us anymore. Anyone who has benefited by Snowbird through monetary or dinner tickets or whatever it is shouldn't be sitting on a committee representing residents. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is Brent Schwanevelt.
My name is Brent Schwanevelt, and I live on 4341 West Lakeview Drive in Cedar Hills. I've lived there for about 17 years now, and I wanted to speak about the American Fork Canyon visioning. And as many of you know, I work for UDOT as well, and my position with UDOT, I was actually on the committee of the American Fork Canyon Visioning Committee, and I'm very concerned with the proposal of Snowbird, and I've been to the meeting last week in American Fork High School, and I've heard a lot of the comments, and I thought a lot about the whole process and what has happened so far, and I just want you to know that I'm against further development in American Fork Canyon myself. The purpose of the study, and many of you it seems like are misinformed about what the study was all about. The study was formed to get the opinions of the public, and the study was just barely starting to do that. With the intercepts that were done in the canyon to ask the people what they wanted to see in the canyon. And I really, although I don't agree with the Mayor Geege's, that he wants to develop or see the Snowbird development in the American Fork Canyon. I don't believe that he was doing it for any self-interest. I think that he was doing it what he thought was in the best interest of the city. And along with Andrew Jackson, I also wanted to say, I've been on that regional planning group. I've gone to their meetings for like 15 years, maybe over 15 years. And out of those 15 years, Mayor Geege has been our only mayor in Cedar Hills that has been an active participant of that group, and he is the leader of that group right now. So I commend him for, actually being an active leader in our community. All the mayors from the whole county go to that group, and so I think that's commendable. I just wanted to say those things, and thank you.
Thank you very much. So that is all the people that I had listed to speak during. Yes, someone forgot to sign up. So, Mr. Field, you want to speak item number 6, which we're on item number 3 right now.
Okay.
And so. Okay, number 6. Those are all the people that I had for item number 3, which is public comments. So at this point, we'll shut public comments and move on to the next item, which is city reports and business. I'll start from my left side. Mr. Bunker, why don't you start, and we'll go from there.
Okay, Mayor and Council, just a couple of items. Intermountain Farmers has been doing some educational classes here at the community center, but for the past couple of events, they have had 0 participants. They would like to cancel those for the rest of the summer and get together again early next year for that. Lacrosse season is in full swing and everything's going great with that. Karate also just started here at the recreation center. The attendance is down a bit for the summer session, so there are slots available. We did just finish our fiscal year, and the golf numbers look very good. We were able to meet our estimated budget there. Our Public Works crews, by the way, have been doing some work on the water system in the last week or two. We've had some pressure-reducing valves that they've been working on. As they've been doing this work, they've encountered several rattlesnakes. And so we just want to make the public aware that there is we've noticed an increase in the number of snakes that we've been able to see. So we just want to make everybody aware.
Where are those?
Mostly in the interface,
yeah.
Like behind the townhomes, things like that, down at the mouth of the canyon.
I've seen them there too.
At our wet wells down there. So,
okay. Thank you very much. Mrs. Reese, you're next.
Okay, so the Planning Commission met twice last month. The first meeting was canceled as we didn't have a quorum present, but there were several residents that were in attendance that night as they had received a notice regarding the rezoning that was up for discussion. So after the meeting was canceled, Chandler was very gracious to take some time to explain to the residents who were there that night what the purpose of the rezoning of those portions from the R120 to the RR to the 115 zone, and he also reassured those residents that the animal rights will be addressed with those so that their animal rights will not be negatively affected, which was good feedback for us to have, so the next Planning Commission meeting, when it comes up, we can make sure that that's addressed at the same time. And the second meeting, they focused on changes to the design guidelines, and I was unable to attend that meeting, but Chandler was there, and he can give an update for that. The Arts Committee just completed the play down at Heritage Park, which was successful, and they are now working on the summer concert series, and they will be coming to the next council meeting on the 21st to present their proposed budget for fiscal year 2016 and committee assignments as well. And then I'm working on the state of the city and plan on it being available in September, as has been done in the past, but this year it'll be sent electronically instead of via paper. The Family Festival Chair reached out to me and stated that they are aware of concerns that were expressed by residents who live behind Heritage Park, and they just wanted the council to know that they're aware of those concerns. They're going to reach out to those residents before the festival starts next year, and they're also going to let the carnival company know that takedown of the rides cannot happen after 11 p.m. And then lastly, I received an email from a resident who expressed concern regarding the fireworks at Mesquite Park. She lives near that park, and her yard, she said, is being littered with fireworks debris and other trash, and she has requested that we find another location that is not near home so that these residents aren't affected. So I know that we had made a policy what any resident, you can't light aerials east of Canyon Road, and so any residents who wanted to come to Mesquite Park and light off fireworks there, we would have a fire truck standing by. They could use Mesquite Park for that, but apparently a lot of debris and trash is ending up in the yards of surrounding homes, and so I think it would be wise, as the 24th of July is coming up, that maybe identify a new location where residents can go to do that.
Okay. Mr. Zappala, you're up next.
Okay. So one of my responsibilities on the council is communication and public relations. I've been reviewing our efforts over the past few years of my time on the council, and I prepared the following statement, which I've cleared to read with the mayor tonight. When I moved to Cedar Hills in 2005, our city had a bad reputation. People would ask, "Why are you moving here? They have so many scandals they can't seem to run a city well." Yet as we began to live in Cedar Hills, we found the truth to be the opposite. True, the city had made an unwise purchase of a golf course, but since that time, the city had been managing its finances well, had beautiful parks and trails, mountain views, great recreation opportunities, and wonderful people. We discovered that there were a few residents who had not been able to get their way politically, so they chose to fight their battles through the press. They sold scandal, and the press was eager to publish the scandal and allegations, no matter how baseless. As the years have passed, councils and mayors have worked diligently to repair the city's reputation. In my own time on the council, we have taken a number of steps to help improve the reputation of the city. These include the Cedar Hills Champion Program, outreach from the mayor to other cities and his service on regional boards, good relations with the press, tireless efforts to provide increased communication and transparency, an exceptionally maintained golf course, an amazing family festival committee, and well-attended community events. Our city has begun to put past visions behind us and concentrate on a positive vision and image. Unfortunately, events of the past year are threatening to tarnish our image again. It is no secret now that there has been an ongoing feud between two council members and our mayor that has become far too personal and petty. What started as a reasonable disagreement over the role of the mayor has become contentious and bitter. Too often, this has affected city business and public meetings have been acrimonious. Too often, this has spilled into online forums and Facebook pages. Too often, residents have been pulled into the argument and started taking sides in the dispute. This needs to stop. When you make an accusation in a public forum, you may think you are right. You may even be right. It doesn't matter. All the public sees is fighting among elected officials. They call a pox on both houses and blame you both. You have not won. You have tarnished your reputation, and you have tarnished the city's reputation. Sadly, you have discouraged civic-minded residents from running for public office because they don't want to get trapped in the mess that they see. I think I represent the will of our residents when I say enough is enough. The contention and the fighting needs to stop. We need to focus on what matters most. I will not personally put up with contention in this or any future council meetings. I will ask that those who are arguing call a recess, step outside, settle their differences, and come back when they're ready. If they're unable to avoid contention on an item that we discuss, I will vote to table the issue. I ask the council to unite with me in calling for civility, respect, and good public relations for our fine city. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was very nice. So my business, Lone Peak Public Safety, has canceled their meeting in July. And so we will not be having a public safety meeting in July. MAG has canceled their meeting also in July. And Finance Committee has not scheduled a meeting. So I don't have anything to report at this time. So, Mr. Geddes.
Okay. I'd like to report on the Utah County Dispatch, of which I sit on the board. Exciting things are happening. I don't know. We've got a great audience, so I'll tell you a little bit about it. We participate as a city. All our 911 calls go through Utah Valley Dispatch, and they are cramped in the jail down in Spanish Fork. If you've ever been down there, they're very cramped. And we have, over the last couple years, I think Daniel sat on the committee for a couple years, and they've planned this building. It's under almost under construction. I actually joined the committee the January of this year as an appointment because I'm a contractor. I volunteered to be on the kind of steering committee for the overseeing of the building as it's constructed. And we are just ready to, we've narrowed the bidders down, and now we're ready to take the bids and award the contract. So that's coming. It was scheduled for this Thursday. There is a delay, so we're looking at late July for that meeting. It will be a real plus for our community as we participate as a minority. We have about, I looked at the stats, we have about, last month we had about 248 911 calls that came from our city. So just so you know, I think that compared to Highland at about, I looked at theirs and they were like maybe three or four times more calls than us, but they have a bigger area and such. But they do a great job. I'm looking forward to seeing their building get to a point where they can actually function much better, and I think it will provide for the safety of all our residents. I'm excited about it, excited to be part of it, and that's my report on the Utah Valley Dispatch. That's it.
Thank you very much. Mr. Crawley, time is yours.
Yes. First of all, Daniel, I hope you don't suggest we go and box outside because I'm terrible at boxing. So if that's the way, no, I'm just kidding. But I do want to comment on what you talked about. I agree with most of what you said. I noticed that there were a couple of digs mentioning two council members, and I think that is kind of what perpetuates it too when you say that it's two people's fault, because it's definitely both sides on all the issues. You also targeted a few residents, which we all know who you're talking about, and that was a dig also. But I do agree with the concept that we do need to be civil, and I think there are arguments both ways that are very legitimate. Even the group of residents and citizens that you talk about, they've had a lot of valid points over the years. So, but I do agree we need to be civil and try to keep it in control. Having said that, I just wanted to mention there was a fire up at Temp Cove, or by Temp Cove Park, and so we talked about doing a parlance system message try to get people to understand that we can't have any lighting of aerial fireworks up there, and to encourage people to talk to their kids about it so that all the most likely suspects know that that's unacceptable up there, because I am worried about the fires up in that area. As far as my duties go, there's a break on the Finance Committee meetings until the next budget season. So I've been focusing my time on, I do think, one of the biggest concerns in the city and areas of argument in the city has been the golf course. So I'm spending some time looking at different options, if there is any options to doing the golf course. And actually I've found an alternative that I think will make sense as some discussion point, so we can get through that as a city. Hopefully we can see if there's any options that are acceptable to those in the city besides the status quo with the golf course, but that's something I'll be looking at during this time when my jobs are a little less busy. And I think that's all I have to report on.
Thank you. Mr. Augustus, time's yours.
Yeah, I would just agree with what Councilmember Crawley had said in regards to Councilmember Zappala's comments. You definitely pointed your comments towards two council members, and I would just reiterate that it's a two-way street. Not everything goes one direction.
I said two council members and a mayor. That was intended to indict everyone.
Okay, but a lot of your comments over the past have been directed to two council members. So this is my time to state what I want, so I'm just going to state that it goes both ways. As far as North Point goes, nothing to update from there. And with the General Plan Review Committee meetings, we're going to start rehabbing those. We've been kind of taking a break so that we could go out and do some research and put together some data. So we've got that all put together, and we'll be meeting again, and so I'll give you updates as we start having meetings again.
Thank you. Now, moving on to our scheduled items. Item number 6 is an action item on a resolution regarding environmental stewardship of American Fork Canyon. And we do have some comments on that. Mr. Bunker, you are going to present in a minute, but let's just take the comments at this point. So, Mr. Sorensen, you are first. If you'd like to come give us your address, and you've got 3 minutes.
Okay. My name is Paul Sorensen. I live at 4078 West Oak Road North. And I had sent an open letter to the council and the mayor back on July 2nd. I have not heard a reply, so I thought I would read my letter for the record. Last night, along with 200 people from Utah County, including many from Cedar Hills, attended the American Fork Canyon meeting. As a resident of Cedar Hills and a candidate currently running for city council, I would like to offer my observations and opinions. Mountain Accord and American Fork Vision, apparently an offshoot of a Mountain Accord, are associations of interested parties promoting the idea of expanding the snowbird ski resort footprint into American Fork Canyon. The end result is a proposal to swap 1,000 plus acres of Salt Lake County for 416 acres of a portion of American Fork Canyon in Utah County. The overwhelming but not surprisingly majority attending the meeting expressed a resounding no to a land swap and a yes to keep the canyon undisturbed. The most troubling point revealed was that most City Hill council members in Utah City Council Commission and other key groups had not been informed or involved since this matter began many years ago. A significant exception is Mayor Gigi, who attended meetings and participated in discussions the past 18 months. Mayor Gigi had been less than forthcoming not only to the citizens of Cedar Hills, but also to some members of the City Council. If he believed the details of the discussions had not advanced to a level to inform the public, what possible reason would he have for not keeping the entire City Council informed on a matter that could potentially have a profound impact on the city? 3 current members of City Council, Crawley, Augustus, and Zappala, and 3 previous members of City Council, Joel Wright, Marisa Wright, and Ken Cromer, all make public comments regarding these issues. A collective concern was a lack of information and transparency displayed by Mayor Gigi. Also, the fact that Mayor Gigi had not previously disclosed that he had received in-kind gifts from Snowbird and others. Interestingly, after publicly apologizing for previously not disclosing an in-kind gift, that is, the Robert Redford banquet at $200 per ticket, Councilman Crawley brought up an additional in-kind gift, a helicopter ride over the Snowbird area, which Mayor Gigi had not disclosed. It appears now that the Utah County officials, along with surrounding cities, American Fork, Alpine, etc., are unanimous about performing due diligence regarding this important and irreplaceable resource. Councilman Augustus indicated he would draft a resolution similar to American Forks to preserve the canyon and prevent the contemplated commercial development. The resolution will be proposed at City Council meeting tonight. In my opinion, that trust has been compromised. Due to the obvious conflicts of interest, lack of disclosure and transparency, and failure to keep the citizens and the City Council apprised of the matters of extreme importance to us, if I were on this council today, I would immediately make motion that Mayor Gigi be replaced by a City Council member to represent Cedar Hills with all groups, associations, and organizations that have been or will be dealing with this very important issue. I apologize in advance as I may have missed a few details. Clearly, I've had little or no information details until the reference meeting caused one to, as the commissioner said, feel as though one is drinking from a fire hose. Please let me know if I can answer any questions you might have. Best regards. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mrs. Johnson, you are next.
Hi, Angela Johnson, 9676 North Winchester Drive. Just wanted to share my thoughts on the AF Canyon swap. I do not support the land swap, and hope that we can keep American Fork Canyon as it is. I had started a little thread on the Cedar Hills chat room as conversation started starting about it, and felt that I wanted to share some of these over 100 comments of people wanting to keep the American Fork Canyon as it is. So please stop me when my 3 minutes are up. So just to share. So Leanne Jackson says, leave it alone and pristine, without a ski resort or gondola, etc. Snowbird gets the land. We will never be able to afford to go back up into this beautiful canyon. And I'm going to edit some of these. Sorry, sometimes there's some language. I'm just going to skip some of that. Sorry. So Adrian Johnson says, leave it as it is. Sabrina Cantrell, the Cantrell family wants AF Canyon to stay as it is. We love it without commercialism. Please listen to the residents. Dan Crowley, I have heard zero reasons why this is a good idea. There are many, many reasons listed from previous posts on why this is a bad idea. I am not a fan. Dan Reed says, no development. Grant Warnick, keep it as it is. Sarah Hansen, leave it alone. We are so lucky to live at the base of such a beautiful mountain. We need to protect them so everyone can enjoy the beauty, not only today, but for many years to come. Kaylee Alger, forgive me if I say anybody's name wrong or if they're here and they already made a comment. Sorry, just going through these quickly. Leave it alone. We love the canyon and spend tons of time there. Michael Stye, no land swap. Leave the animals, more or less. Melissa Mag, leave it as it is. Alicia Alba, leave it as it is, please. Shauna Lawrence, preserve the canyon and our water. Keep development out of our beautiful canyon. Jack Newman, leave it, without a doubt. Stephanie DeVote, leave it as it is. Marin Warnick, leave it as it is. Linda Shore, preserve our canyon as it is. Aaron Tetro, yep, leave it alone. Have your own, Snowbird, you have your own mountain. And I'll skip some of these where they're double comments from the same people. Then Jill Wisseson, don't mess with perfection, leave it alone. Tanya Edwilson, Snowbird has enough of Utah already. Our canyon needs to be preserved so that people can enjoy it without corporate greed taking over. Craig Hansen, leave the canyon alone. The focus should be preserving the incredible resource, not marring its natural beauty for the fleeting pleasure of the few. We live at the gateway to an absolute treasure and have a responsibility to protect it. Nancy Gray, please don't ruin this beautiful canyon. I've enjoyed this canyon my entire life. I love it as it is and want my grandchildren to have the same opportunity. Please hear what we are saying. We don't want this. No land swap. So we hope that the council will consider passing a resolution as American Fork City has. Thanks so much. Sorry, and there were two that said I'd like to see what Snowbird had planned. I hadn't gotten to those yet. Sorry, there were so many. So sorry, thank you.
Thank you, Angela. Mr. Cromer, you are next.
Hi, my name is Ken Cromer, former city councilman, 94 to 2000, 9870 North Meadow Drive. I was at the June 29th Monday morning meeting right here in this building over here where Mount American Fork Canyon Vision was meeting. And I found it very interesting that the public comment actually made an amazing impact on that group. The comment was generally targeted saying, how did this get this far without anybody knowing about it? And why was this allowed to happen? Many comments were made, and it actually made great sway in the decisions to give money back, $50,000 back to Snowbird, and some other things. I was the last person to ask a question, and I simply asked the group, is there anybody here at this table who has received campaign donations or any sort of other consideration with regards to with regards to Snowbird or from any connected entity? It had already been discussed that Commissioner Ellertson had received $3,500 from via Snowbird. I asked again if there's anybody here that had anything to report, and there was no reply, including from our mayor. On Wednesday, 2 days later, there were at least a couple hundred people in American Fork High School, and some of you were there, and you heard Joel Wright suggest that people should not be that have received anything should be allowed to be on this committee. They should recuse themselves and resign from the committee. I then asked, mentioned what had happened on Monday, and asked again if people would come clean with regards to anything having been received. Mayor Gigi was invited to the front to explain himself with regards to these issues. He did not bring up anything. It took council members talking about helicopter rides and Sundance and this, that, and the other, and I don't remember him ever acknowledging that. I'd like to hear it tonight. Anything and everything that he has received by way of consideration, and if he could explain to this council how long he has been involved with this committee and all the details that relate to it, and how he could have been used, allowed himself to be used, giving you the benefit of the doubt, to with regards to this 416-acre land swap that's been proposed. So I am, as I mentioned that night, I would like to see, in the interest of fair play and open, honest, and transparent discussions, I'd love to see this council get a full report from the mayor and then invite him to step aside and have the council vote for someone who does not have the question marks hanging over their head with regards to this issue. My time is almost up. I just want to say that Councilman Zappala should declare his conflict of interest of running a side website that has anonymous posters that probably include this mayor right here. Have you ever posted anonymously on the About Cedar Hills Forum, Mayor?
Thank you.
I'll take that as a yes. Thank you.
And finally, Mr. Dave Fields.
Good evening. My name is Dave Fields. I'm Vice President of Resort Operations at Snowbird. I spoke this morning at the Utah County Commission, and as I stand up here, I just have to say that the view from this podium is far superior to theirs. This is a beautiful place where you guys do your business. The Mountain Accord proposed land exchange involves providing the best possible ski and snowboard experience for our guests. The Mountain Accord land exchange explicitly states that Snowbird cannot build hotels, condominiums, or private homes on land received through the exchange. Snowbird agrees with these provisions. Snowbird operates currently on 500 acres in Mineral Basin, and we do it the right way. We protect the resource, we protect the water, and we protect the wildlife. Mineral Basin will be covered in wildflowers in the coming weeks, and it's one of the most beautiful places in the Wasatch. When we partnered with Trout Unlimited, Tiffany, and the U.S. Forest Service to cap mine tailings at the Pacific Mine and clean up the water coming out of American Fork Canyon, we did it for the right reasons. It was so successful, we did it again a couple years later at the Live Yankee Mine, also in American Fork Canyon. This process involved cooperation between a federal agency, a nonprofit, and two private companies. This is how we do business, and make no apologies for doing the right things for the right reasons. Snowbird supports an open and transparent process and welcomes all voices in this process. We will be participating in upcoming open houses and continue to reach out to interested parties and user groups. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Those are all of our comments regarding item number 6. So we're going to have a discussion here in a moment about an environmental stewardship of American Fork resolution that Mr. Augustus has prepared. So I want to say a few things.
though, I understand that one's perception is one's reality, right? And so I understand, you know, Mr. Sorensen and Mr. Cromar's narrative. I get it. My reality's a little different. And so with all due respect to Mr. Cromar, I think the question you asked in the meeting was, has anyone received any campaign contributions from Snowbird? And I answered honestly, no, I've not asked for any and I haven't received any. No, I don't think you did. Check on that, but I don't think you did. But at any rate, we're not going to have a discussion here. So I've been working on this project for almost a year and a half or so. And so it came to my attention when I was appointed mayor and the former mayor came to me and said, you need to go talk with the people at Snowbird because they have some ideas about the canyon. So I didn't really know what that meant. But so I said, okay, how does this work? And he goes, talk with Marisa Wright. She knows all about this. She'll set up the meeting. So I called Marisa. She set up a meeting. So Marisa, myself, current council member Stephanie Martinez, former council member Marisa Wright, and David Bunker and I went up to Snowbird to see what they had to say. And so I quickly understood what they wanted to do. And I recognized that some people were going to hate this idea, some people were going to like this idea. But I also thought this needs to have a process. So I started talking with people with the county and Mountain Land Association of Government. And so we came up with the idea that a steering committee should be created at some point in order to deal with this. So I think we started loosely having meetings, and so very informal, and so we didn't have a full membership, and so I recognized this was going to be an important issue in terms of the canyon. But I also recognized that we needed money in order to make this work. So I went up to the state legislature and asked them for some money for our committee. Not for Snowbird, not for Save Our Canyons, but for our committee. And so they decided to give $100,000. And at that point, we decided we needed to have this steering committee in place. So we thought we need to have everyone at the table who is a stakeholder. So UDOT was invited, UTA was invited, Sundance was invited, the Park Service, the Forest Service, Utah County Government was invited. I was invited. Every mayor was invited. And so only Mayor Hatfield from American Fork is the one that actually said, okay, I want to start attending meetings. And so so he did. So we started having meetings. And the whole purpose of our meetings was to do research, to figure out transportation and recreation issues up the canyon. And so, and I told the council all about this all along the way. And I have emails to back that up. So council knew about studying the canyon since the very beginning. And I talked about it in council meetings, but there's also emails so that every council member knew. What I didn't know and what the council members didn't know, and no one in Utah County knew, was that at some point in the last year, and I don't know when that was, that Mountain Accord, a body similar to American Fork Canyon Visioning, was working on a land swap that involved land within American Fork. So, again, I didn't know that. No one in Utah County did. No one on our committee knew that as well. And I think that changed everything. And so, for a lot of the last year, I've been advocating to Mountain Accord that they have representation on their board from Utah County. And last week, I went up to their board meeting and gave some serious chiding to them for not doing that, but also once again recommended that they put representation on their board from Utah County. And so I think they're doing that, and that's a good thing. So all along in my process, I think I've been trying to do what is best for Cedar Hills, best for our county. And so the closest you can say that I ever came to advocating for Snowbird was when I went to the state legislature and asked for money, and a couple of legislators asked me if I knew about a gondola project, and I said, yes, I have heard about that. And I said, and I think it'd be a great ride or something like that. But other than that, this isn't a personal opinion that I had that I, for the most part, kept to myself for the last year and a half. I say for the most part because I talked with my family about it. I talked with some close advisors about it. But I never advocated for Snowbird. I never advocated for Save Our Canyons. I was committed to the process of allowing everyone to have a discussion. So when you live in a free society, everyone has rights. So individuals have rights, corporations have rights. And I thought that everyone should have a right to say what they feel. And at the end of the day, we'll probably end up with a pretty good product. And so we need to remember Mountain Accord's been working for 7 years on what they're doing. We just barely got started. We were in no position to make any recommendations. We have we had a long road ahead of us in terms of gathering research. So, but I think that process that I was committed to and that process I believed in doesn't exist anymore. And our committee, I think to a great extent, is shut down and may never come back again unless we get additional funding. So that's how I came to this process. And if you ask anyone on their committee, if they were all here, there's about a dozen of them that are here. Every single one of them would say that I never once advocated for Snowbird. And they would also say that I never once advocated for Save Our Canyons either. I just advocated for the process. And I feel like I was being fair in terms of doing that. So, again, everyone has their reality in terms of what they think. So here's my reality, which is that I went to 3 events for Snowbird, 2 fundraisers, 1 event for Robert Redford. So I've been invited to a lot of events over the years and sit at tables where people have bought them. So I ran this through our city attorney, and he said, as long as the meal is not over $50, you're fine. And my understanding that they were. The fundraising aspect of whatever event doesn't benefit me, so I shouldn't be concerned about that. So I know I read an article in the Tribune that says that the Robert Redford event, I think, was around $200 a person. I don't know what that is. I imagine that's the cost of a table. So I was told that what I need to be concerned about is the cost of a meal. So I feel like I was compliant in that. So when I answered Mr. Cromar's question about had I received any campaign contributions, the answer was no. It's an honest answer. I haven't ever asked for any from Snowbird, haven't ever received any money from them. So I thought that was it. And so I don't get on social media that often, but people said people are asking about the Snowbird galas and Mr. Redford's event. So when I went to the American Fork event the other night, I was there to talk about everything, answer any questions that people have, talk about the events, talk about the helicopter ride I went in, all of that. By the way, the helicopter ride was disclosed. And so not that evening, because I forgot. And when you do a lot of speeches, you know that sometimes you sit down and go, I should have said that, but you forgot to say it. The way my process works is that I prepare for a speech or remarks, rehearse it, and I get up without notes and talk, which is what I did. So anyway, when I went on the helicopter ride, obviously every council member knew and every staff member knew that we were going up to Snowbird to talk to these people, and they all knew we had went on a helicopter ride when we came back. So that was disclosed. Everybody knew about that. And then the day of the American Fork event last week, I had written on Facebook that I'd been on a helicopter ride with Marisa Wright and the other Stephanie Martinez and David Bunker. So I wasn't trying to hide anything. I don't think I was at all. So I answered every single question that people asked me the other night. And so sometimes you need to walk in people's shoes to understand what their, you know, what their reality is. So that is my reality. So we can always do things better. I think that's, you know, true for every single one of us. But a lot of things were said in public comments, and I just felt like I needed to correct a few things. It's time for us to discuss, so I'm sorry. So anyway, I think, Mr. Augustus, you have a resolution that you would like to propose. So go ahead, and you want, if you want to read that and go from there.
Yeah. You'd mentioned that David Bunker had a presentation or a comment to make.
Pardon me?
At the very beginning, you said that David Bunker had a comment, or he would be presenting something also. Is that...
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
In the staff memo, it says that Councilmember Augustus would present the proposed resolution.
Right.
And so I have a couple minutes ago, he mentioned them.
I see what you're saying. It just says on the agenda that I have that Mr. Bunker was going to be presenting. But if you want to present the resolution, I'm totally fine.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I was just checking to see if he needed to say anything. So right now we have the ability to put forward a stewardship to try to help protect and maintain American Fort Canyon and the wilderness that it contains. This is a non-binding resolution. It doesn't have any teeth per se. We can't go out and hang our hat on it and say, now you have to be bound by this. It's just something that we put forth as a good faith effort to the county commissioners, to our residents, to the residents of Utah County, to show them that we are taking this issue seriously and that we are interested and that we do have a vested interest in maintaining this. So the resolution I put together is based on the one that American Fork City proposed and passed a couple of weeks ago. I did make some wording changes to it. I also talked to our city attorney and got his take on it. He also kind of did some formatting and changed some wording and made some adjustments to it. So let me read it as is. There are probably a couple of changes that we will make to it, but like any resolution that we've ever passed in our city, it never goes through the first time. So that's why we have five members of our council here, is so that we can discuss it, debate it openly amongst the public, and be able to get comments from other council members and be able to make changes to it. So let me read it, and then I'm sure we'll have a very lively discussion about it and see where we go from there. So it says, a resolution affirming the city's commitment to exercising environmental stewardship of American Fort Canyon and stating the city's commitment to preserving the canyon's pristine nature, protecting the watershed and balancing recreational interests. Whereas the city of Cedar Hills has environmental, economic, social, and historic interests in American Fort Canyon. And whereas the city of Cedar Hills desires to establish best practices and policies regarding the management and use of such public property, recreational property, watershed land, and other environmentally sensitive areas. And whereas the city of Cedar Hills has an obligation as environmental stewards to create thoughtful measures that protect the watershed and the sources and quantities of water and natural resources that support local habitat, residents, and industry. And whereas the city of Cedar Hills desires to reasonably preserve historic sites, historic recreation, refuges, and uses. And whereas our residents and others living along the Wasatch Front enjoy recreation in American Fort Canyon and the surrounding landscape. And whereas the city desires to create safe environment.
Okay. Give it a second.
Keep on going.
Whereas the city desires to create safe, environmentally friendly, and efficient rights-of-ways for recreation and travel. And whereas there are economic forces that will attempt to utilize public lands for private... Sorry, to utilize public lands or privatize public lands for economic gain to the detriment of lifestyle. And whereas we will stand with courage and hold our county and other elected officials accountable for the discharge and protection of these resources which have value that supersedes pure economics. And whereas we support historic Utah County Commission ordinances, statutes, and staff recommendations that have protected American Fort Canyon by reasonably limiting access by commercial entities who have other access points, namely from the Salt Lake County. And whereas all those who have gone before us would expect us to rise up with balanced measures to protect our borders. And whereas those who will follow will benefit from environmental protections, we, the elected officials, on behalf of the citizens of Cedar Hills, demand for decades to come, for it is from whenceforth life springs forth and which clear water flows for our crops and our sustainment for our families, from which many early settlers gave their lives as they toiled in the canyons to provide for their families, and this legacy must be preserved. The lands protected with thoughtful and reasonable measures. And whereas these God-given resources are dear to us and vital for our community, and whereas the splendor of the wilderness, the unfettered views, and the breathtaking landscapes must be maintained in its current state, because once the natural landscape is developed and commercialized, it can never be reversed. Whereas the city of Cedar Hills wants to protect the open wilderness of American Fort Canyon for our children and our posterity so that they can continue to use, enjoy, and see the wonderment of the canyon which we currently are able to behold. Sorry, there's a couple of pages to this. Whereas we are fighting for independence from processes in Salt Lake, Wasatch, and Summit counties that seem at present to potentially compromise our natural resources. And whereas we look forward to building healthy relationships with those in the Mountain Accord, but we need to stand on our own merit to protect that which is of vital importance to our economy and our way of life. And whereas the city of Cedar Hills wants to fully participate in the AFC vision process, where the city would be able to assist with the research, planning, and goals for the 416 acres of public use land that is currently being sought to be converted over to private use land. And whereas it is a season to take courage for our obligations to our Creator as an environmental stewards of these lands and resources. He has given us, and we have an obligation and duty to do all within our scope and our abilities to take thoughtful and balanced measures to protect this crown jewel, our wilderness area of American Fort Canyon. And whereas the City Council of Cedar Hills realizes that there is strength in numbers and makes it known to the Cedar Hills resident to make it known that Cedar Hills can only be represented by a majority voice of 5 voting members of the City Council. And whereas it shall be made publicly known that no member of the City Council or the Mayor may cast a binding vote on any board, committee, or public-private group related to the issues surrounding American Fort Canyon without first getting formal direction from at least 3 voting City Council members in an open and publicly noticed Cedar Hills City Council meeting. Now therefore, be it resolved by the City of Cedar Hills City Council that it has developed and now hereby formally adopts and approves an environmental stewardship of American Fort Canyon policy in the form and substance attached hereto as Exhibit A. Be it further resolved that we therefore ask our county commissioners to stand alongside us to use reasonable tools including legal actions and injunctions or both to protect our lands. Be it further resolved that we call upon our county commissioners to engage with open and public meetings beginning on July 8, 2015, to be held in Cedar Hills City to begin critical discussions regarding our public lands. Be it further resolved that we call upon the U.S. Forest Service, Mountain Land Association of Governments, and other trusted groups to join with us in the democratic process. Be it further resolved that since it is vital to the protection of our canyon resources, therefore we call upon Mayor Ben McAdams of Mountain Accord to assist in the protection of our borders, to withdraw acreage in Utah County from the Mountain Accord process until the time that Utah County citizens and civic leaders have been fully engaged in the democratic process in our county. Be it finally resolved that we ask that Mayor McAdams to respond in writing or public statement no later than July 10, 2015. Passed and approved by the City Council of the City of Cedar Hills on this day, the 7th of July, 2015. At the bottom of this, Exhibit A is attached. Exhibit A reads, "The City of Cedar Hills Environmental Stewardship of American Fort Canyon Policy. The City of Cedar Hills is committed to creating policies and best practices that preserve natural resources and the watershed in American Fort Canyon by allowing public access for recreation by, number one, establishing and utilizing best practices for watershed protections with cities in our area. Promoting and fostering environmental awareness and stewardship opportunities for citizens to help U.S. Forest Service in maintaining and protecting resources. 3. Fostering outreach education efforts in Cedar Hills schools to encourage land preservation, environmental responsibility, and civic consciousness. 4. Fostering awareness among residents, businesses, and business partners throughout the public education and participation as the economic value of American Fort Canyon provides. 5. Working to protect the lands bearing Cedar Hills' name that are gateways to the canyon. 6. Supporting public meetings and building relationships with Mount Lyon Association of Governments, the U.S. Forest Service, and other interested groups as those meetings become available and are scheduled. 7. Promoting discussions of options that may include watershed protection, procurement of water for future developments, land acquisition for conservation easements, and fostering the public discourse regarding uses in the EC1 and EC2 zones and possible tax ramifications for citizens and local governments. 8. Pursuing measures, resolutions, and meetings that encourage the cooperation of civic leaders and cities, including possible legal actions where necessary, to secure our city and our county borders from forces that may diminish the quality of life for our citizens. 9. Ensuring that the canyon will continue to be an asset for the public and not overrun by commercial interests that would reduce access for those who enjoy the pristine and remarkable wilderness. 10. Effective immediately, relieving the mayor of Cedar Hills from all of his duties, serving on any and all boards, committees, and groups that are currently working on or meeting to discuss issues facing American Fork Canyon. 11. If the city of Cedar Hills needs representation for any of the issues facing American Fork Canyon on any committee, board, or group, that the representative will be chosen and appointed by a majority vote of the members of the Cedar Hills City Council at an open and public meeting. 12. Effective immediately, the City Council for the City of Cedar Hills ceases all city-sponsored programs and events held in conjunction with Snowbird Ski Resort, including but not limited to the Cedar Hills Ski Bus to Snowbird. 13. The City of Cedar Hills will do everything within its means and powers to protect and maintain the 416 acres of wilderness that is currently being sought to be converted into private land. And that is it.
Okay. Thank you. Uh-huh. So we're going to have a discussion on this. A couple items I forgot to mention, and I want to do this, which is that for the last year and a half or so, I've been telling my American Fork Canyon Vision Committee that my marching orders come from the residents of Cedar Hills. So whatever they want to do, that's where I'm going. So last week, I recognized the residents had spoken, and I'm with them, and I called the Preserve and Protect people and said, I'm standing with my residents, so I'm with the Preserve and Protect people. So I did that. So I am with you. I was committed to this process of having a full and fair disclosure, but I don't think our committee is going to be able to continue. So having said that, now it's up to council members to discuss Councilmember Augustus's resolution. So, time is yours.
Okay, so before we get started with the further discussion, would it be all right if I proposed a couple of changes to my resolution for the council members to consider?
It's your resolution. You can do whatever you want.
Okay. So the changes that I would like to make, after talking to a few more residents and a couple other parties that have kind of a vested interest in our area and American Fork Canyon, I came up with a few changes that I would like to read to our council to see if these are acceptable. In number 10 of Exhibit A, I would like it to reread and state, the City Council of Cedar Hills formally asked our current mayor to voluntarily remove himself from all duties of serving on any of the committees, boards, groups that are currently working or meeting to discuss the issues facing American Fork Canyon. Number 12 would read, Number 11 would read, if the City of Cedar Hills needs representation for any of the issues facing American Fork Canyon on any committee, board, or group, that the representative will be appointed by the mayor with the advice and consent of the City Council at an open and public meeting. And then number 12, I would like to discuss as a group to see what people's input are on that. So those are something I would like to propose. If we do pass this resolution tonight, I would like to incorporate those changes into it.
Okay. Thank you. I hope we do pass a resolution tonight. And so, but council members, time is yours. So who wants to talk? Mr. Geddes?
Yeah, I'd like to start. First off, I want to thank all the residents. This is a great showing tonight, and I appreciate everybody that is here. I appreciate your opinions, your comments that have been made, and I respectfully have listened to them. I just want to say that I would like to pass a resolution tonight, and I am in favor. I was up fishing this week. If you ever get on my Facebook page, I'm an avid fisherman. I taught a couple of my young nephews how to fish this week, last week actually. We caught some fish, Table Fork. I hunt up there. I ski at Snowbird and other places. I love to recreate. I think it's important, and I want to state publicly that AF Kangen needs to stay the way it is. And I don't think Snowbird needs any more piece of what they've got. I think they do a good job of their stewardship of Mineral Basin. I love skiing in Mineral Basin. I think they've done a great job since that opened about 15 years ago or so. I would just like to say that I disagree with a few of the points on Councilman Augustus's resolution. I would like to start this discussion about the Snowbird ski bus. I mean, as a city, I think we've been doing this either 7 or 8 years. It certainly has nothing to do with this action. I think a lot of our youth have had an opportunity to participate in an activity that probably wouldn't have participated if the city didn't provide a very cheap way and a means to get up there and be taught the sport of skiing. I mean, how terrific is that? Why would we want to do that? Why would we want to hurt our kids? I mean, skiing's fantastic, and it's a shame that a lot of us, especially our younger generation, isn't participating in the sports. I grew up skiing. I skied every Saturday with my family in North Idaho. That was our family activity. That's what we did. And it's just a shame that we would even consider that. So I'm absolutely opposed to that. I'm absolutely opposed to the directive against our mayor. I think he clearly stated his position. I believe him. And, you know, anything directly pointed at our mayor, I think, is just uncalled for. And I think it falls within the resolution or the message that Commissioner or Councilman Zappala read. I think that's purely what it is. I would support a resolution as long as it doesn't strike that. I want a resolution. It's non-binding. I mean, I think we all kind of get caught up in these things like, oh, we can do something. We're a city council. We have nothing to... I mean, all we can do is encourage. And that's what I want to do. I want to encourage AF Kangen to be the way it is and do whatever I can to make it that way. I think we can come to a resolution. And I do thank Councilman Augustus. I think he spent a ton of time in a very short period of time. I mean, I read through it. I've actually got AF's resolution in front of me. I compared it. It's very similar. I liked what they did. I think Councilman Zappala has made some recommendations to it, I think, that are good. It doesn't matter. We need a resolution of some sort, and that's what I'll support tonight.
Thank you.
I've got some comments.
Sure. Crawley?
Yeah. Clearly, the most important thing to get passed is the resolution tonight. The issues regarding the mayor, those are ongoing issues that we can talk about at other times, and it's not the crucial part of this resolution. However, for the record, I do want to clarify a few things. First of all, the helicopter ride, never heard about that until last week. Marisa Wright posted something about it. And she was the first one to post, unlike what, with all respect, I know it sounded like you posted that, but she posted it, and you turned around and said, you were there too. You know, it was a tit-for-tat, back-and-forth thing, but she's the first one to post it. That's the first I ever heard about it. And it wasn't mentioned by anyone at the meeting until I'd read the post that morning or the day before, and so I got up and mentioned it. I think there are some issues. I think it stems from, there's a philosophical thing that I differ with Mayor Gigi on, and that was accentuated by some of his comments, that he mentioned all the stakeholders were invited, government agencies, UDOT, MAG, mayors, all these groups, but the number one stakeholder in this is the people. And I don't know how many times... Every time he would bring this up with me, I would say, you need to post about this. You need to talk about this with the residents. This is important to them. And he would always turn me down. And the last time I said, asked him to post what happened in the meeting last week that was held at this city center, which I understand there may have been other meetings here. I don't know, but I wasn't told by any Mayor Gigi. I heard through the grapevine that we had meetings here. And I asked Mayor Gigi to post for at least the city council what happened in that meeting, and he said no. And so I sent an email with all the city council copied in there and said, Mayor Gigi, please inform us what happened, and then he did. But it seems like there's been an air of secrecy, and in fact I was told that I shouldn't tell certain things, and I was encouraging Mayor Gigi to please tell the residents. And I don't have anger to Mayor Gigi. I don't dislike him. I like him as a person, but when I'm in a position like this and transparency is an issue in my opinion, then it's my duty to speak up, and it's my duty to say that I haven't seen the transparency, and I would like to see that more in the future from Mayor Gigi. And I'm not going to make it so this resolution doesn't pass tonight by voting no unless we include this language, but I want it to be clear that I feel that he has not represented the residents in his role and has not informed them the way he should have for the last 2 or 3 years, however long he's been involved. And I would like to, if I could, I would like to ask the representative from Snowbird a question. Is that okay? Would you mind coming up for a second?
Wait a sec. Mm-hmm. I think you were, that has to be recognized by me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. May I ask him a question?
As long as it's not a long discussion, because we need to get back to Mr. Augustus's point.
Very quick question.
Go right ahead.
Okay. And this is something I wasn't aware of until I went to the meeting last Wednesday, but it looks like a puzzle piece. The land that Snowbird has in its regular area over in the other counties, but in Utah County or up American Fort Canyon, there are splotches of land that they've purchased over the years. I understand it's been many years, and there's a clearly missing link in that puzzle piece, and which is the 416 acres that you guys are wanting to get. And it totally makes sense that you guys would want that. I don't blame you guys. You guys are trying to run a business. It makes sense to me that you would want that. And no thanks. So the question I have is, it looks like this is a long-term plan, and I don't like secrecy, but I'm just wondering, how long has this been the plan, and when did it start being discussed openly that you guys wanted to take that 416 acres?
I would have to defer that answer to Bob Bonar, who's mm-hmm. the president and general manager, because he's been going to the Mountain Accord meetings mm-hmm. from the beginning.
Okay.
And land exchanges were not part of the original Mountain Accord process. Mm-hmm. It started about 2 years ago with four committees: environment, economy, transportation, and recreation. And mm-hmm. as those four committees started coalescing and trying to come up with a consensus recommendation, they then forwarded each of their recommendations as a committee to, I believe, the executive committee. And then as that process moved forward, this idea of land exchanges came forward as a way to create compromise between all these really sometimes antagonistic groups, say Save Our Canyons and the ski resorts and things like that.
Okay.
So an exact date, I don't know, but that was not part of the original Mountain Accord. The process started from the ground up.
It looks to me like a master plan for Snowbird, though. So I would assume that it's been in the plans for a while, unless I'm told otherwise. It looks like a natural thing, and I don't blame you for that. I just think that it was getting close to being finalized before this true stakeholders, the people in Utah County, even knew it was going to happen, and maybe that was the only way it could get done. But I would hope that people in Utah County that were aware of it would have sounded the alarm earlier in the process. But anyway.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Let me add a couple of things. So if there is a narrative that council members did not know about this, that is completely false. I've got lots of emails here stating that. So I'm just going to correct one item here. So this is February 13, 2014. Email from Mr. Crawley. And so he sends out an email to a lot of his friends every month. So he sent out an email, and
on item number 7, and he's asking my opinion about his email. And he has on item number 7, Mayor Gigi has been actively involved in promoting a gondola going from American Fort Canyon to Snowbird to promote recreation in Utah County. And this is after I had made testimony up on the Hill. So I corrected him. Let him know that that is not what we're doing. It says, let him know that we're studying recreation transportation issues at the canyon. And so I was chiding him for getting it correctly, not telling him not to talk about that. And so, and then I have a response from him after this saying, I think this would referring to this to the idea of Snowbird developing up the canyon. Says, I think this would increase property values a bit in our area, and the increased traffic would increase a need for good restaurants in the Cedar Hills area.
Mayor, can I ask a quick question about that?
Yeah.
Before we get too much farther with any of the emails, are these emails that were on city accounts?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So did these go through a grammar request?
They should be. They should. Well, these are my emails. My
right.
emails.
Right, but we still have to go through a grammar request to make
not for my own emails. These are my emails.
What do
that
you mean
were sent that was sent to me. So I don't have to go through the grammar request when they're my emails. Okay. And I have another email from you saying that you thought it would increase property values as well.
That is a new policy, but that is very open. Maybe we should do
what's
it that way. I wouldn't object to
right.
being
and
that
so,
open.
And so what I'm the point I'm trying to make here is that council members absolutely knew all along the process what was going on, and not once did a council member ever have a concern about this, ever.
I think part of our concern is that maybe we didn't know the detail level.
Well, neither
of what
did I know the
discussed.
Details about Mountain Accord.
Well, no, I'm talking about even like going to the legislature and requesting the money because
not
we
true.
Didn't know that beforehand.
Not true. Email. This is from Daniel Zapala, who wrote this email after I got back from the state legislature. February 12th, 2014. The item agenda is listed as American Fork Gondola EIS. Representative Mike Kennedy is bringing this issue to the Infrastructure and General Government Appropriations Subcommittee and is asking for an allocation of $500,000 for an environmental impact study on using a gondola to bring people up to Snowbird Resort. Kennedy speaks for a short time and then Gary gives a presentation. He discusses the future growth of Utah County and the need to handle the large numbers of people who want to use AF Canyon for recreation. He says he has met with Utah County commissioners, mayors in the area, convention and visitors bureaus, and Chamber of Commerce, and all support the idea of study. Employers along SR 92 will like selling the canyon as a place for employees to go within 20 minutes of work. He also says he has spoken with the Forest Service and they are interested in managed recreation where different areas of the wilderness are designed or designated for different purposes. He has met with UTA about transportation into the canyon, would like to start an EIS this year. Representative Andereg asked whether there had been discussions with UTA and Gary said yes. Andereg also asked if there's any talk of linking ski resorts to Salt Lake Side and Gary said yes. Snowbird has already indicated they want to come over the mountain. Andereg asked about environmental obstacles, and Gary said a lot of land is privately owned and is wilderness, not roadless. Also said the Forest Service thinks it is a great idea and worthy of study. Andereg stated he likes the idea and wants to open Utah County to all resorts. Gary says this is a game changer and give Utah County 2 resorts. Representative Hemingway asked what was up the canyon because he's unfamiliar with the area, and Gary explained there is hiking, mountain biking, fishing, etc. Someone comments that they want to use the land in a safe and appropriate fashion, really likes the gondola for minimal impact on land. That was not me. Someone else asked if the state will get involved with the private partner. Gary says UTA, UDOT Parks Service and Forest Service, Utah County will all be involved, and we need public outreach to get public input. Mike Kennedy closed this by saying, this is a chance to look forward and get public input. I've got so many emails about
who is that an email to and from?
That's to all of you.
From who?
Daniel Zapala.
Okay, to all city council.
Everyone got that. And there's lots of emails, council update reports, talking about this. So my point is, and I can read every single one of these emails, but the point is that council knew about this all along the way, every bit of the way. But the thing we didn't know is the thing we didn't know, which was Mountain Accord.
Right.
So Mountain Accord should be rightly criticized for this.
So going back to my previous comment, my comment and concern wasn't necessarily that we got a write-up after the fact. It was that we didn't know about it before the fact.
What's that?
My comment was that we didn't know about it before the fact. We got a write-up after it, but we never knew that you were going to the state legislature asking for money for that committee. And so part of our transparency that we keep talking about is getting the information beforehand so that we know what is going on.
Okay.
So I'm sure you'll dig through another email. I still want to caution that we need to make sure that emails between city council members still have to be through the grammar process and can't be read aloud unless they specifically go through a grammar request and are made public.
So
I just want to be careful with our emails if we're reading them out loud.
Yeah, I think that your point about the dollar amount, I don't think that was firmed up until I started talking with people up on the Hill. However, you absolutely knew that I was going up on the Hill to ask for money. And so I do have an email to that. Here we go. February 11th, 2014. This is to all the council members. Just letting you know that I've been asked to come and testify on Capitol Hill this afternoon on the recreation project up the canyon. I plan on talking about how we protect our canyon and the Forest Service, Park Service assets in light of the massive increase in population that is expected in northern Utah County in the next decade. Cedar Hills probably won't participate in that growth, but Lehigh, Highland, Eagle Mountain, Saratoga Springs, and Eagle Fort will. So I've got so many emails saying that I told you guys.
I'm not disagreeing that we didn't get briefs and that we didn't have some of the information.
But if your point is that they weren't every single week, you're right. Because as a brand new committee, then there was not a lot going on. I mean, we spent time figuring out who we were going to hire as a facilitator. We spent time figuring out who we were going to hire to do the surveys, and we ended up hiring Dr. Burr from Utah State University to do that. So there's no smoking gun emails where it says any of you said let's make a deal with Snowbird. Okay, there just isn't. But there's lots of emails that you guys all knew all along the process that I was engaged with this. Never once was there a concern. Because I didn't have any concerns about the process. It was fair and open. Everyone had a chance to speak. And when Mountain Accord changed that, it changed it for everything. Everybody was surprised. Not just me, you, everyone in Utah County. So, all right, let's continue on. We got kind of off track there. So who's up next?
I just have one comment, though. Whenever you spend a lot of time, like with Bob Bonar, how many times did you meet with him, would you guess?
How many times did you meet with who?
Bob Bonar, or in a meeting with him, or whatever.
Probably just he and I just once.
You and him did the other once.
This was before our committee was established. So he and I had lunch and talked about it, and then every other meeting either had council members like Stephanie Martinez, former council member Marisa Wright, David Bunker, or it was our committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just get concerned that when they're obviously trying to wine and dine you, bring you to Robert Redford's party and things like that. They're trying to, that's part of what you do. You schmooze as a business, try to get people on your side.
Yeah.
And when the residents haven't been informed by you yet, you've spent a lot of time with them. It just seems like that can gravitate towards more being conducive to helping them.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
It can, but it didn't.
You still seem pretty supportive of it, even though that all the residents have been against it. It seems like you've been more supportive than they've wanted you to be, and so that does raise some questions.
Well, I saw your email this afternoon where you said you have feelings that something's wrong, right. But there actually has to be something wrong. I think it speaks more about you than it does to me that you think that you can't be involved with a process and be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, throughout this whole process, the committee I was on, you ask any of them if I ever advocated for either Snowbird or Save Our Canyons, and they will say no, because I didn't. Okay? Let's move on.
All right, I'm going to take my turn if that's okay. I do want to clarify just on grandma. We actually don't have a policy that council members need to grandma request their own emails. We could put one together if we want to do that, but we don't have that policy right now. I have the same concerns that Councilmember Geddes already expressed, and I think he did so eloquently. On the ski bus, I don't think that does anything but hurt our youth who want to participate in this program. And this is a program that other cities do as well. I pulled brochures from Lehigh, Pleasant Grove, American Fork, several in Salt Lake County. I don't think that it's been in any way used to impact the decisions made at the city council level. It's just something that our recreation department has offered to the youth in our community. And I have talked to the recreation department today, and they are concerned about this decision to cut it off, and ask that we reconsider that, because it will just affect the youth of our community. I also agree that with Councilmember Geddes that as a community, it's time for us to come together in opposition to the land swap, and that a resolution that we pass, while non-binding, should bring our community together, and having language that is accusatory or inflammatory doesn't help that cause. It just causes further divide in the community. And so I've had a chance to read through the changes that Councilmember Zapala has made, and I'm assuming he's going to read those this evening. And I like that, because I think it gets our point across that we want to protect the canyon, that our residents oppose the land swap, that they oppose further expansion of Snowbird into the canyon, but it gets rid of any finger pointing or accusations, and it also gets rid of the stop to the youth ski bus.
Thank you. Anyone else have anything to say?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I don't think my comments will be too much of a surprise. I really support the process that we would like to have with the canyon. Residents are nearly unanimous, if not unanimous, in favor of preserving the beautiful wilderness areas that we have up in America Fork Canyon. And I think our council is unanimous in wanting to support that. I think our council is also unanimous in wanting to support a process by which public input is gathered. I think our council wants to support a process by which meetings are held in an open and public manner, so that there are recordings of meetings and minutes of meetings and public comment periods in each of those meetings. So I think our council has a lot that we agree on, and I'm confident that shortly we'll have a resolution that we can all vote on and agree on. The current draft that you've heard read, I think I would agree with Councilmember Geddes and Councilmember Reese that it's too divisive for my tastes. I think you could witness some of the discussion we've had tonight. We've focused far too much on pointing fingers and on relationships between the council and the mayor, and not enough on actually the issue we're here for, which is to preserve our canyon. I believe that kind of divisiveness shouldn't have a place in city politics, and that we should stand up with united voice and try to protect the canyon. That's what we're here for tonight. The issue with the ski bus is also a major problem with me. The current resolution tries to change some council procedures, which I think should be a separate issue. And I just think there are areas where it's poorly written. So those things combined have been why I have drafted a substitute resolution. And if we decide to consider that resolution, I'd be happy to read that into the record so that we can consider it. I also have copies that are slightly out of date, but that are close enough that I can hand out to the council in case they want to edit some portions of it.
Is it changing enough that you have to read the whole thing?
I will read the resolution body, but not the addendum, because I can very easily summarize the very minor changes in the addendum.
Okay. Any more comments from this side of the room?
And it's shorter.
I would like a copy to follow along, if you're going to read it.
Say that again, Mr.
I was just saying I'd like a copy to follow along if he's going to read it.
Mr. Gustis, go ahead.
Just one quick question I had. How many times has the AFC Vision Group used our community rec center, and what have they paid for it?
They've used the Vista Room, I believe, once, which was just this last week. We've used the conference room over there. I would guess a half a dozen times. So I ran that by Mr. Shaw, our city attorney. And he says, this is not a political event. It benefits everyone in the city. Therefore, they can use it for free. Just like if Preserve and Protect wanted to have a meeting in our Vista room as well, which would benefit everyone in the community, they could use it for free. The difference being is that a political event revolves around a campaign. There's no campaign that involves this. This is governmental. So, in Mr. Shaw's words, that was an appropriate use of space because everyone can benefit from that. But anyone that has something that would benefit our city, and if they're not charging a fee, and if they're not selling something, we've always had the policy that anyone can use it.
Okay, so I guess part of my hesitation with that is because we charge HOAs, scout groups, we even charge a church to come and use the building. And so I just feel that if AFC Vision is coming to use our building, they're using our staff time, resources, electricity, that we ought to be charging them at least something for.
I get that. I would suggest that you take that up with Mr. Shaw. That's his. I mean, that's his recommendation.
No, I was just curious.
Well, and the fact that I didn't know about it until now that there was more than one meeting, then that does rub me a little bit wrong too. Because I believe it was probably furthering the cause of Snowbird more than the city residents, but yeah.
And the council can certainly discuss that at another time. If you have questions, I would refer you to Mr. Shaw. Okay. Are these supposed to be passed down?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Looks like just about everyone has talked. Why don't we have a motion? Mr. Augustus has a resolution that he has put forward. And he has made some changes to those. And so, do you need to read them again, or is everyone comfortable with the changes that Mr. Augustus made on his resolution?
I guess my question would be for Councilmember Geddeson, Paula, and Reese. The changes I made to kind of make that voluntary and try to reduce some of my pointedness in that, is that helpful, acceptable? Do we need to reduce that more? And I'm honestly totally fine removing number 12 if we need to. That was a discussion item. I'm more than happy to input on that. To me, I just want to remove any impropriety that may appear. So that's why I wanted to kind of break that relationship with Snowbird, because some residents may see that as they're trying to gain support for Snowbird. So yeah. Whatever the council agrees to as a whole, I'm totally fine with that. So I was just curious if the changes that I presented, if those were helpful or not, or if we need to look at something else.
So reiterate again what you wanted. I mean, in my opinion, 10, 11, 12, and 13 should be struck from the Exhibit A.
Okay. So number 10, I just changed the wording to say we asked him voluntarily to remove himself. So it's not that we're removing him. He would remove himself voluntarily on number 10. Number 11 would say that the representative is appointed by the mayor with the advice and consent of the council. And number 13, I don't know why we'd have a problem with 13.
I don't have a problem with 13. But, that's redundant because it says so in the body of the resolution.
Yeah, and the therefores are more important than what the whereases are. So we do have to kind of restate some of that information in the therefores.
By the way, just so you know, this is an ad hoc committee. The steering committee is an ad hoc committee. So there are no bylaws. And anyone can serve on it, as long as the committee members don't have a problem with that. And so I would bring that up with Mr. Seeger of Mountain Land Association of Government, but that's the way that he viewed it, is just that we're an ad hoc committee. Anyone can join. Preserve and Protect can join. And so I wasn't appointed because I was acting as myself. I wasn't acting as the mayor. And so I'm not sure how you can have someone be unappointed where they were never appointed and they're acting as a private citizen.
No, I'm just asking to voluntarily take yourself off of that committee because of the gifts and stuff that you had received from Snowbird.
Yeah.
I would just voluntarily ask you to remove yourself from that committee.
Okay. So have you spoken with our committee at all?
With AFC Vision?
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to a couple members of it.
Okay. Members that have gone to the meetings. Because mm-hmm. the last meeting, there were some mayors that showed up that have never been to meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So I would suggest before you make any recommendation, you actually come before our committee, listen to them, see if I ever advocated for Snowbird or anything else or acted inappropriately. So I'm just saying that if you ask someone to recuse themselves, then they must have done something wrong, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking them to recuse themselves.
Right, and I'm saying because of the gifts you accepted from Snowbird, that's why I'm asking you to voluntarily remove yourself.
Even though the city attorney says that's perfectly legal.
Okay, I haven't heard that directly from him, but there's still the issue that you accepted gifts that were in excess of
$50. So be that as it may, I recognize you have a concern. Mm-hmm. I would still say that you or anyone else has a concern, come before the committee, ask them every question that you want to ask. And if you still feel that way, then bring it before the council. But again, it's an ad hoc committee, so I'm not sure how you can ask, you can unappoint someone and then appoint someone else. But that's a different point. So anyway.
So let me ask a question. If Trent wanted to be a member of the committee, could he be part of the committee?
As a private citizen, as long as the committee said sure, yeah.
I would just say that I agree with Councilmember Geddes. My preference would be that 10, 11, and 12 are all removed. I think that your changes reduce the accusations, but I feel, again, the focus of this resolution should be on what our goal is, which is coming together as a community with the county and with other communities to oppose this land swap. I also recognize not only is this a non-binding resolution, which we talked about, but we don't have the authority to dictate to other outside groups how they appoint their members. And so even if we were to say we want it to be done this way, we don't have the authority to do so. We have the authority to dictate how committees in the city are formed and who sits on those, but not outside committees. So I would agree with Councilmember Geddes that 10, 11, and 12 should just be removed. I tend to still prefer Councilmember Zapala's even in the actual resolution itself because I feel like it's much more clean, concise, and to the point.
So let's get back to the resolution. I think you've all had a chance to see it. Would someone like to make a motion on Mr. Augustus's resolution?
I would actually like to make a motion.
Go right ahead.
So I would like to make a motion to approve resolution number 7-7-2015A, the Cedar Hills Environmental Stewardship of AF Canyon, with the following changes. That item number 10 reads that the City Council for the Cedar Hills formally asks our current mayor to voluntarily remove himself from all duties of serving on any and all committees, boards, or groups that are currently working on or meeting to discuss the issues facing American Fort Canyon. I would strike 11, 12, and 13.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Motion has been seconded. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So I just want to state I still have numerous additional problems with the resolution as worded, and that's why I wrote a different one. So I won't vote for this one.
Okay, so this one did go through our city attorney, and he made quite a few changes, wording and adjustments.
They're not legal issues. They're political issues in ways that they're phrased. And
So political issues, the way that American Fork originally wrote it? Because a lot of this is
Some are with the way American Fork originally wrote it.
Can you just state a couple of those?
And some are with things that are here. Yes. Okay. In fact, if you want, I have the detailed changes in a change
maybe
format
just pick
here.
Two
but those,
of the most
those are emailed to everybody.
Maybe just pick two of the most egregious for everyone to know.
So you still have sections in the resolution which talk about the council being represented only by a majority votes of five voting members, whereas I think we all equally represent the city. That's part of being elected. You represent the city, and I think the mayor represents the city as well. There's a section that talks about how you can't cast a binding vote on any board or committee unless you first get approval from the three voting council members, which really burdens down the committee process. I think organizations will not ask us to be on a committee if everyone else is ready to vote, but we've got to cancel, wait 2 weeks, have a city council meeting, and come back before we can vote. There are numerous other areas that I've emailed to you where I've cleaned up some of the language in the resolutions, the actual resolutions that are made. I would like to ask for public and open meetings, which isn't in this resolution. I'd like to ask for the county to redo zoning, which isn't in the resolution. I'd like to explicitly ask that the city fully participate in any and all current future discussions, which wasn't in the resolutions. And I'd like to echo the language in the county resolution regarding taking the language about a land swap out of the Mountain Accord resolution. So there's just a long list of things. That's why I had prepared some edited changes.
Okay.
Can I add to that?
Yes.
I will say that's one thing I do like about this resolution as well, is that attending the meeting at American Fork Canyon the other night, the impression that I got from some of the residents I spoke with, there is a lot of property that's already owned by Snowbird up in the canyon, and right now they have every right to put a gondola or whatever.
Or an assisted living facility. It's in the zone.
Or an assisted living facility in the canyon. Right now it's zoned by the county, I'm assuming, to allow for a lot of these things, which I've heard residents say they don't want even on Snowbird's private property. And I think one of the things that Councilmember Zapala addresses in this is requesting that the county, if residents truly don't want Snowbird to develop even on property they already own, review those zoning guidelines and maybe make some changes to those. And I think that is a good directive from our residents as well, who have expressed they don't want this even on property Snowbird already owns.
Okay, so I have a motion that has been seconded. We've had some discussion. So let's have a vote. Mr. Augustus.
Aye.
Mr. Crowley.
Aye.
Mr. Geddes.
Nay.
Mr. Zapala.
Nay.
Mrs. Reese.
Nay.
Okay. Motion fails.
Can I?
Fear not. We're not done. There is, I think that Mr. Zapala has a resolution.
I think Mrs. Reese has a motion.
That he would like to read, which I think addresses all of the concerns that you guys have.
You can read the resolution.
Okay. So I'll take some time to read this resolution. It will hopefully not be too long because it's shorter. So this says, a resolution affirming the city's commitment to exercising environmental stewardship of American Fork Canyon and stating the city's commitment to preserving the canyon's pristine nature, protecting the watershed, and balancing recreational interests. Whereas, the American Fork Canyon is a beautiful wilderness area preserved as a public land for all to use and enjoyed by residents and others living along the Wasatch Front. And whereas the city of Cedar Hills has environmental, economic, social, and historical interests in American Fork Canyon. And whereas the city of Cedar Hills desires to establish best practices and policies regarding the management and use of such public property, recreational property, watershed land, and other environmentally sensitive areas. And whereas the city of Cedar Hills desires to reasonably preserve historic sites, recreational access, and public uses. And whereas the city of Cedar Hills desires to create safe, environmentally friendly, and efficient rights of way for recreation and travel. And whereas there are economic forces that will attempt to utilize public lands or privatize public lands for economic gain to the detriment of the environment, watershed, and public interest. And whereas we support Utah County Commission ordinances, statutes, and staff recommendations that have protected American Fork Canyon by reasonably limiting access by commercial entities who have other access points, namely from Salt Lake County. And whereas the splendor of the wilderness, the unfettered views, and the breathtaking landscapes must be maintained in its current state because once the natural landscape is developed and commercialized, it can never be reversed. And whereas the city of Cedar Hills wants to protect the open wilderness of American Fork Canyon for our children so they can continue to use, enjoy, and see the wonderment of the canyon for which we are currently able to behold. And whereas we are fighting for independence from processes in Salt Lake, Wasatch, and Summit counties that seem at present to potentially compromise our natural resources. And whereas we look forward to building healthy relationships with those in Mountain Accord, but we need to stand on our own merit to protect that which is of vital importance to our economy and way of life. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City of Cedar Hills City Council that it has developed and now hereby formally adopts and approves an environmental stewardship of American Fork Canyon policy in the form and substance attached hereto as Exhibit A. Be it further resolved that the City of Cedar Hills requests that the proposed agreement drafted by Mountain Accord, known as the Draft Accord, and the related attachments and any subsequent version thereof be amended to delete all provisions dealing with land located within Utah County, and that the Draft Accord be specifically amended to delete all provisions related to the proposed change of ownership of land located in American Fork Canyon from public ownership to ownership by Snowbird Ski Resort, including any property exchanges involving land located in Utah County. Be it further resolved that the City of Cedar Hills requests to fully participate in any and all current and future discussions and processes regarding the American Fork Canyon area so that the city may assist with the research, planning, and goals for the American Fork Canyon area.
You skipped one. You skipped it.
No, that's been deleted.
Oh, it's deleted?
Yeah, so there are some minor changes.
Okay.
Be it further resolved that the City of Cedar Hills requests that all meetings regarding the American Fork Canyon be conducted as open and public meetings. Be it finally resolved that we ask our county commissioners to use reasonable tools, including zoning, legal actions, and injunctions, to protect our public lands. Passed and approved, and the rest is the same. The attachment, Exhibit A, is identical to the one that was presented, with 10 through the end being stricken, and with number 7 having a minor clarification. When it talks about EC1 and EC2 zones, the correct usage is public discourse regarding uses in the Utah County Critical Environment 1 and Critical Environment 2 zones. Those are the names of the zones that Utah County has established.
You want to say anything else?
That's the resolution.
That's your resolution. Right. Okay. Council can discuss this now. So who's first?
Could I go first again?
Go right ahead.
All right. I thank Councilman Zappala for his time and effort on this. I think he tweaked some of these things. A lot of the meat is still exactly the same. I think it's a little bit more palatable for me as far as the actual language. I think it's the only thing I would like to say is I believe when you refer to the draft accord, correct me if I'm right, but I believe they passed that this afternoon.
I don't know.
So I heard the county took some action.
Is that?
I did not have a copy of their action, so I wanted to support
I've
them
just
in that
heard
action.
I
believe
the,
they did.
That they passed this
pass
draft accord. So, I mean, maybe.
Along these lines.
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Crawley, you have anything you want to add?
No, I think I'll just say that I think it's really important that we pass something.
I agree.
So I'm in favor of this draft. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Augustus, anything you want to add?
The only thing I would say is I still, with the changes I've made, would still incorporate number 10 into this. But that's my own personal opinion.
Okay. Mrs. Reese?
Hang on, what is 10?
Okay.
Oh, the mail, okay. Yeah.
Mrs. Reese, you have anything you want to add?
I'm just ready to make a motion.
You ready to make a motion? Fire away.
I move that we approve resolution 7-7-2015. Would it still be A since the first one? Okay. 7-7-2015A, a resolution affirming the city's commitment to exercising environmental stewardship of American Fork Canyon and stating the city's commitment to preserving the canyon's pristine nature, protecting the watershed, and balancing recreational interests. And my motion is that we approve the resolution read by Councilmember Zappala this evening.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Oh, I'll let Mike second.
I'll second it.
Mr. Geddes seconded. Any further discussion?
Has this gone through a full legal review?
Yes, Mr. Shaw has reviewed it.
Okay. So I have a motion that's been seconded. Any further discussion? Let's have a vote. Mr. Augustus.
Nay.
Mr. Crawley.
Aye.
Mr. Geddes.
Aye.
Mr. Zappala.
Aye.
Mrs. Reese?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-1. Thank you very much. Council, why don't we take a 10-minute break? Take a bathroom break, get a drink of water, and we'll come back. Thank you. Item number 7, also an action item. This is a contract for the 2015 Asphalt Leveling Edge Mill and Overlay Project to Kilgore Companies. Mr. Mogg, I believe you're presenting.
Yes, Mayor and Council. We had put out bids to do the fall street maintenance project, which includes asphalt leveling, edge milling, and overlay of two streets, Sage Vista and a portion of Morgan. We received 7 bids. Kilgore was the low bidder, and staff is recommending that the council award the contract to Kilgore to complete this work.
Can you move the mic up a little bit, Jeff?
Thank you. Sorry.
Anything else?
No, that's the
council.
Questions.
You have questions.
I do. This was the lowest bid, is that right?
Correct.
And have we worked with Kilgore before?
We have not.
But they're a big company.
Yeah, all the bids we got were from reputable contractors.
Jeff, you had mentioned in work session that this work would be done in stages. Can you give us a time frame of when it will start and when it will end?
We do not have that information. It's supposed to be done by the middle of October, and we've not until the bid is awarded, then we would have a pre-construction meeting and establish when we would start and finish that. It will all be done within a short time period, but they usually will stage to provide some access into the residence.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Can I make a statement?
Please.
Just in the in full disclosure, I'm going to recuse myself from this vote. I have just recently hired Kilgore to do the development on my project in Cedar Hills. So, not that I was involved in this process at all, but just for the record, I will recuse myself.
Thank you for that disclosure. Okay, I will take a motion.
I move that we award the 2015 asphalt leveling edge mill and overlay project to Kilgore Companies in the approximate amount of $85,580.
I'll second.
Motion's been seconded by Mr. Augustus. Any further discussion? Let's have a vote. Mrs. Reese.
Aye.
Mr. Zappala.
Aye.
Mr. Geddes.
Abstain.
I'm sorry. You're right. Mr. Crawley.
Aye.
Mr. Augustus.
Aye.
Motion was unanimous with Mr. Geddes abstaining. Thank you very much. Let's move on to item number 8, action item also on allowing and regulating the operation of mobile food trucks in the city.
Mayor Geege, I have to go, so excuse myself now.
Okay.
Okay, this item is a follow-up from the previous council meeting on June 16th. Staff met with Mr. Tom Karen, who is a former resident and current food truck owner, to help develop a plan for holding a food truck rally in Cedar Hills that we hope right now is going to take effect on July 23rd. According to the proposal, starting Thursday nights from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock, Heritage Park will begin hosting a food truck rally consisting of 4 to 5 food truck options. The rally will be coordinated by Tom Karen, who will schedule the food trucks that will be participating each week. The food trucks will be responsible for setup, cleanup, and maintenance of adjacent park areas. Additionally, each vendor will be required to set up Cedar Hills business license and show proof of a current Utah County health permit. So what staff is proposing is that Cedar Hills follow a model that has worked in other cities and evaluate how it's working for Cedar, how it will work for Cedar Hills for the remainder of the food truck season, which runs through the middle of September. And then during the off, what's the off season, address any concerns that the city may have at that time. And following that evaluation, city code may be modified to allow for food trucks to operate under the guidelines approved by the city. However, Mr. Karen is here, and in the intermission there, we had a short discussion, and in the work session, we talked about allowing or modifying the exemption code for commercial vehicles located on streets to allow for a food truck rally. He's informed me after taking a gander at our park, that road, I know you've all driven up it, it is an uphill incline, so that, I guess, is not conducive to hosting a food truck rally because they need to cook on level services, so I guess they want to keep everything in order. So with that being said, the only place to do it in Heritage Park would be in the parking lot, which actually would make this fall under different jurisdiction of our code, where we already allow for a concessioner to be in the park pending city approval. So the code exemption that we were going to look at changing or modifying, I'm not inclined to modify at this point. What we are going to do is look at Pleasant Grove's code, as suggested during the work session from Mayor Geege, and take a look at our park concessionaire code and see if there's any modifications that may need to be made to that code as well. However, you have been provided with the guidelines that we would be giving to the food truck operators in order for them to operate inside Cedar Hills city limits. I hope you've had a chance to take a look at that. If there's any feedback on that, I know we've received a little bit of feedback on the wording on number 4, which we will address. If there's any other feedback, I'd love to hear it.
I do have one question.
Yeah.
Well, maybe more than one. Let's start with this one. In number 7, it says the business license from the city is $85 for the season.
Yes.
Tell me exactly what a season is, when it starts and when it stops.
A typical food truck season is like a golf season. It starts, I believe, in April and goes to September. It's like the watering season. So that would be it. So the season in this case would end in the middle of September.
Okay, so do we have defined times when that's going to start and stop?
Yes.
Because to me, that's a little ambiguous to just say season.
We can narrow that down to be April 15th to September 15th, or a beginning of April to the end of September, pending weather.
And the only reason I ask that is because there may be food trucks that want to expand, and maybe they do hot meals or something where they can go maybe into the colder months on each side of that. And so I was just curious, what are the exceptions if we allow them to go a month or two beyond, or if somebody requests to go further than that?
I think that would be up to this body to decide at the time.
Okay, so even though I've asked for you to check into Pleasant Grove's ordinance, I have no problem proceeding with this, as I think it can happen concurrently with what we're calling a trial period.
Yeah.
So just so the council knows that this is a trial period, you see how it works, but we should still figure out if there's something that we're missing in an ordinance. So,
yeah.
Questions?
I would just state, like most things we do in the city, I mean, we always take a first effort or something,
yeah.
And then after a couple of months, we go, oh, you know what? We should have done this. And then we come back and change it. So I think this is an awesome first attempt at it. Let's let it go and see what happens. And if we have to make changes to it, let's make changes to it.
Okay. Shigeta,
I concur. I bring them on.
Mrs. Reese?
I agree. I'm very excited for this. I know many residents are very excited for this. My only question that I didn't ask during work session, will Mr. Karen be the one to make sure that every food truck that's there has a business license through the city?
No, that'll be on staff. They will need to obtain that prior to actually working on the food truck night.
So, but I'm saying if someone shows up that night, I guess he's only going to coordinate with people that he knows.
Coordinate that with staff to see, okay, here's who I'm getting, and these food trucks are fully aware that they need to have a business license and a current Utah County health permit, and at the time of the event, they would need to actually have that in hand
okay.
in order to proceed.
And then I'm just going to finish by thanking Mr. Karen for being willing to take this on. I know it's probably a huge project, but it's something that we're very excited for.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mr. Zappala, you have anything you want to add?
Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray. All right. Somebody throw out a motion.
So I would actually like to make a motion with one question before I do. Is this a rule, a resolution? What is this? Because it's not defined.
David, what do you think? This is a resolution, or it's not really written like a resolution.
Is it a rule?
Yeah.
There's like a line after the
tree, so it's a resolution authorizing a trial period is what it sounds like.
Yeah. It's not a resolution.
It's not a resolution, though.
It's just a review action item. Just a motion to approve.
Maybe it's to approve a temporary food truck
that's
operation rules.
Blank space threw me off as well.
Data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I will motion to approve the temporary food truck operation rules in the city of Cedar Hills as of the memo dated June 29th, 2015. Try to be a little more specific. That's it.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
The motion's been seconded
by Mr.
Zappala.
I'd like to make a small amendment, which is just to use the language to begin a trial period to make sure that that's part of the motion as you indicated.
So he wants to amend your motion. Do you accept that?
Okay. Where do you want to put trial period?
So you said to read back what you said.
The motion to approve the temporary food truck operation rules in the city of Cedar Hills.
Okay, you said temporary.
I said temporary.
That, so I'm good with what
you said.
I'm good with your motion.
So he's good with it. So I have a motion and seconded. Any further discussion? Okay, let's have a vote. Mr. Augustus.
Aye.
Mr. Geddes.
Aye.
Mr. Zappala.
Aye.
Mrs. Reese.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. And welcome to the city again, Mr. Karen. Next. Review action item on final acceptance of subdivision improvements and beginning of durability for Bridgestone Plat C. Mr. Mogg.
Yes, Mayor and Council. Perry Holmes has completed the construction of the public improvements for Bridgestone Plat C subdivision, and they've requested that their performance guarantee be released. That amount, minus the durability retainer that the city would hold, amounts to $214,005.69.
the city would retain $42,801.14 as a durability retainer. And so staff at this time recommends that the council accept the public improvements that have been in place, that are now in place, and that we, and that you approve the release of the performance guarantee, and that you allow Perry Homes to go into a durability period for the next year.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah, I thought of a question after, in between now and the work session. So the original bond was 240, roughly, somewhere in that range?
Yes.
But did you say that included 56. Some private work as well that will be accepted by the HOA?
The HOA will have responsibility for the majority of what they've installed.
Okay. And have they, I mean, do we need at all their approval, or are they going to take care of it during the durability process to make sure that they're aware that these are not public facilities, they're private, maintained by Bridgestone?
They have. We've done our final inspections. We contacted the Homeowners Association and asked for any input that they had and any problems so that the they had with the installation. And they
the President Association, Jan Mayer, has bought off on. She agrees.
Yes. They had,
not that she has a vote. I mean, this is our decision, but I mean, they will take them over, correct?
They had no complaints to us about what has been installed.
That's all.
Okay. Mr. Zappala, do you have any questions?
How long is the durability retainer for?
It'll be 1 year.
Mrs. Reese, any questions?
No.
Mr. Augustus, you're done?
Yeah, we've been through these a couple of times, and I trust staff's recommendation, and okay. I think they've done a great job with it, and they'll continue to monitor it.
I'll take a motion.
So I would motion to approve the acceptance of the public improvements construction related to the Bridgestone Plat C Perry Home development and release the associated performance guarantee, except that portion to be held as the durability retainer.
I motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Mr. Geddes is seconded. Any further discussion? Let's have a vote. Mrs. Reese?
Aye.
Mr. Zappala?
Aye.
Mr. Geddes?
Aye.
Mr. Augustus?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Actually, before we do that,
go ahead.
Sorry, during my committee reports, I talked about the fireworks issue at Mesquite Park, and our fire marshal is here. I know he wasn't able to present earlier, but I'm wondering if maybe we can have a quick discussion, and maybe a representative from Kurt McConkie could tell me if that's even allowed.
Council, would you guys like to hear from Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
I don't see why we wouldn't. Mr. Bailey, come forward, please.
I apologize for the chief. He had to leave. So he did explain to me a little bit that he would like to close down the east side of Cedar Hills to fireworks. To all fireworks, okay. Yeah. We don't know exactly what started that one below. Yeah, that one. Up there.
But we just don't want it to happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
With that said, we just don't want to happen again.
What are you saying, east of Canyon Road?
East of Canyon Road.
Which I thought we'd restricted that anyway.
Right now it's just aerials.
Oh, just aerials.
Yeah. And so we want to put that a little tighter and just say no more fireworks east of Canyon Road.
So I need some help here. Mr. Bunker, we've set policy for this summer. And so if the council's going to, this is not a noticed item, we can't do anything tonight. So 24th is going to be right around the corner.
But we will have a meeting between.
But we will have a meeting. So so I would suggest for our next meeting, we put it on the agenda to talk about a policy change. And put it on our website and everywhere that we're going to be discussing a policy change regarding completely banning all fireworks east of Canyon Road. So this.
And was it fireworks that started the fire at Timpanogos Cove Park?
They believe so. I was out of town, but when they investigated, they believe so. They don't know exactly what kind, if it was an aerial. But unfortunately, you know, just like with other things, people get irresponsible with stuff, and with the dry weather coming up, it's only going to get hotter. It's just getting worse. So, I mean, I was a kid once. I remember how it all worked. You know, you're supposed to set them on the ground in a clear, open area, and you know, in the road. That's not how we do it.
Okay. Hi.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to ask a question about this. It seems like a couple of years ago we went kind of through this same thing, that the timing was just not what it should be.
Right.
Can't the fire marshal override us and put a ban in place without the council approving it if he sees that there's a safety hazard up there?
Yeah, so how fire code's written is it's the authority having jurisdiction, which would be because we, as a city, have the Lone Peak Fire District. So, yes, we could do that. It's just better if we come before the councils and all that and just have the buy-in.
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. And the state fire marshal can come down and overrule anything that the fire marshal, the fire chief do as well.
I guess what I'm saying is, yeah, let's wait to the next council meeting, but if our fire chief sees that there's a need to put something like that in place, I would hope that he takes the initiative and takes whatever steps he can within his power.
We can do that. We can set something up.
So that's what I meant by getting it on our website and promoting it. I have had some comments tonight, though, that there were signs last year that said no fireworks above Canyon Road, and apparently that they were effective. Were those your signs or were those our signs?
They were our signs.
Do you still have those signs?
We do have signs.
Do you guys have a problem putting them back up right away?
Mm-mm, we can do that.
Could you
absolutely,
could you do that?
I can get on that. And then just
Council, are you guys okay with that, if they put it up right away?
We have to be careful, because if we haven't made a policy or change our ordinance, I'd be a little hesitant to put up signs saying that they're restricted.
I would say if the chief makes a determination.
Yeah, if you'd like that, I can write a letter first thing in the morning saying per fire marshal and whatnot, no fireworks.
I would leave that up to the chief, but I would support whatever decision they want to make.
Okay, and then just as a side note, if we can remember that fireworks are only allowed 3 days before the day of and the 3 days after the holidays.
Okay.
So
Ben, while you're here, the only other thing I had, I received an email from a resident who lives by Mesquite Park.
Yeah.
Right now, we tell residents to go to Mesquite Park if they want to do it. And her complaint is that a lot of the houses in that area, their yards are just full of trash from firework debris, especially from the aerials. So she has requested that the city look at another location where residents can safely light off fireworks. And I don't think this needs to be a council decision. I'm sure it's administrative, but maybe you or Chief Freeman can have that discussion with David.
That would be staff recommendations to us, because we don't dictate where in the city people can do fireworks.
Okay.
You know, stepping back as a citizen, maybe the golf course. You know, if people are worried about debris,
the driving range.
I don't know if that's feasible. Okay.
Well, then maybe you guys can talk about it. I just want to make sure her concerns aren't ignored, because I don't think she thought about that at all.
And they're valid concerns. Not only that, when those come down, they can still be hot. And so if that's coming down on a car or a roof it's possible.
Okay.
Mr. Bailey, thank you. Do you have more questions?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you can answer this question, but there have been some complaints from residents that because of the new gate that was installed, that prevented fire vehicles from getting up to where this small brush fire was.
I don't have a problem with the gates, because we have a code to the gates. So I've actually responded up there a couple times. We have the code. There's three or four locks, depending on what gate you hit. We get right in there. But I did see those comments out on the forum. But we don't have any problems with access.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Bailey. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're done. Thank you all for being here.
Quick question for you. During our break, we had a couple of residents that wanted to make a comment about the resolution that we passed. Would it be appropriate to have them take like a minute and give us their thoughts on it?
Sure. We normally don't do that.
Right.
But sure, I will make an exception. So who wanted to make comments? Of course, Mrs. Wright. Anyone else?
Marisa Wright, 9102 Silver Lake Drive. I was not planning on attending the meeting tonight, but many of my friends texted me and told me that the mayor made comments about me that made it sound like I introduced him to Bob Bonner, the CEO and manager of Snowbird, and made it sound like I coordinated those efforts on my own. For the public record, I wanted to state that Gary Gigi called me and asked me to set up the meeting. This was never my idea in the first place. I do not think that it was necessarily a bad idea. I think collecting information is good. I've always maintained that. I just think that giving information to the residents and being honest about that information is what we want.
Listen to the audio, and you'll find that I said exactly that. Thank you. Okay.
We have one more to do.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Allison Nickham. I'm at 10724 North Cypress. The first I heard about the American Fork stuff was just recently through Facebook. I'm grateful for Facebook and that happened. I've listened to a lot of things today, and this is the first time that I've heard quite a lot of it. But I do have a question about an item that you guys removed from the motion. Thank you. From the motion, and that was the creating or the nominating or I don't know how you would word it, the appointing of a individual to represent Cedar Hills as a majority. Like, why would you not choose to pick somebody? And no disrespect at all, but because of the controversy that's kind of that I've heard just tonight, as a citizen, I would just like all of that to be set aside and allow somebody that is nominated separate and go in fresh and whatever, just so that the controversy or whatever it is kind of gets set aside and we just move forward with an individual or two individuals that are nominated by the majority.
I forgot to have you state your name.
Oh, no, I said it. It's Allison Nickham.
I'm sorry about that, Allison.
That's okay.
So our public comments time is generally not a time when we discuss, but I think all the council members are going to be here after. So if you want to come and talk to them about that, I'm sure they'll be happy to do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I think we're done. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I make a motion?
I wish you would make a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much.